This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is A Disciple Named Ananias. It was written by John Kodiker. The scripture for today comes from Acts chapter 9. We're going to read verses 10 through 18. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight. And at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call in your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately, something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. The biblical commentator William Barclay called Ananias one of the forgotten heroes of the Christian church. Indeed, he is. The fact that he referred to Saul as brother gets to the very heart of the Christian faith. It shows what happens to people when they believe in Jesus. They start to live like him. Obviously, Ananias was being asked to do something quite intimidating. Meeting with Saul, the one who had gained a reputation as a persecutor of Christians, would have never have occurred to Ananias on his own. He was risking his life in going to see this man. But once again, the Lord intervened by telling Ananias that Saul was praying. Ananias going was of utmost importance because God would use Saul to be his chosen instrument to carry the gospel to Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. So Ananias, not without fear and trepidation, went, and he greeted the former persecutor of the church with those beautiful words, "Brother Saul." What a welcome that was! God had brought together as brothers two men who until that day had been enemies. God is still in the business of reconciliation and forgiveness, and he wants you to be an Ananias in this day and age as well. This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including requesting a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. Please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.